Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. In a half hour, we will answer your pet questions with Dr. Mike.
Right now, we have Dr. John T. Sullivan, who is the Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at St. Clair Health System. Doc, welcome to KDK Radio.
Thank you for the invitation.
I know you've spent a lot of time. You were at Northwestern in Chicago and here in Pittsburgh during a pandemic. I can't imagine being the Chief Medical Officer. It's been a very challenging time.
Yeah, none of us would have ever guessed we'd be in the middle of a pandemic like this, but here we are, and we're doing well.
But this is a very significant day for St. Clair and the region. Tell us about this 280,000 square foot facility.
Well, you're right. We're thrilled to be opening this, what is the largest expansion of our healthcare system in its 67-year history. And it probably reflects one of the really nice elements about Pittsburgh, and that is the generosity of the community to help build it.
It's an amazing facility. This is probably the biggest day at St. Clair Hospital or the St. Clair Health since I was born there, Larry.
You were born there?
I was born at St. Clair Hospital.
Where's the plaque? Have you seen that, Doc?
I think it's in the new room. It's called the Dunlap Family Outpatient Center. It's a massive complex. You got it put together. What can people expect there? I mean, how many healthcare professionals are there, and what kind of treatments are expected there?
So we are going to, we'll have 225 people working in this new facility as we are conducting our tours through it last night and again today. But we open on Monday. But this is an outpatient facility where we'll be delivering cancer care, urology, cardiology, ophthalmology. We have 10 operating rooms and 6 GI endoscopy suites. This is going to be a really patient-centric experience, and I think that's something I'd like to emphasize.
Yeah, that in a simple way, and as we spoke right before we went on the air, I said, talking to our team yesterday, I can't believe they have Pittsburgh's first Walgreens specialty pharmacy in the main lobby. It makes so much sense.
Yeah, we'd like to get, especially when you're discharging inpatients, you hate for them to be having to make a stop on their way home when it's already challenging just to get there after being an inpatient, for example. You'd like to coordinate what we're going to have called a meds-to-beds program, where your medications are delivered to you. But for outpatients, again, the convenience, coming in, parking in the building or in valet out front, meeting your doctors, getting your tests, getting your prescriptions, all within a short distance from your car.
And you have this new cardiac testing center. It's state-of-the-art. It's very advanced. And it features one of only two of these D-SPECT cameras. Can you explain what makes this so accurate and why it's so special?
Well, healthcare is full of, a lot of technology, and we're always investing in new equipment. And, of course, each generation of new diagnostic equipment provides more accurate images or diagnoses, and that helps to improve healthcare outcomes.
And I would imagine I don't know how you did this through the pandemic. How did you get this done?
Well, it was interesting looking out my window at the facility going up and looking at this large army of tradesmen putting this up, and only lost, I think, a single day during the pandemic, which we were very fortunate to. So we're opening this on Monday because of them.
Well, speaking of the pandemic, I mean, you still had to be open. You're dealing with a lot of COVID-19 patients. How was that process in the hospital? How did the hospital deal with it? And what do you say to people who are hesitant about getting the vaccine now?
Well, you know, obviously this is a big project, and you'd like to have been entirely focused on it over the course of the last couple of years. But, you know, obviously we had a greater mission. We're thrilled to have delivered as much vaccine as we have to date, but we know we still have a distance to go. As far as the decision to vaccine, it's one of the easiest ones, actually, in healthcare in terms of making a decision about safety of a therapeutic intervention and what benefits it could provide. It's really pretty simple.
And for those who felt it was rushed into service, we had an infectious disease researcher on from VCU who explained to us that really the work on this was kind of like on third base, if you want to make a baseball analogy, and that the focus and the funding pushed it home. So it's not like it was just snapped overnight, right?
No, it really was fairly miraculous, and it's a very impressive accomplishment that I think we'll look back on and say it was really one of the greatest medical achievements of the 21st century. I think the context I put the decision in for most people is that there are risks to every intervention. The risks to the vaccine are extremely rare. The side effects are really inconsequential compared to getting COVID. You know, having taken care of a lot of COVID patients, you don't want to get COVID. You don't want to spread COVID to your loved ones. That's the real risk.
So your new facility here, the Dunlap Family Outpatient Center, you said soft opening today, some tours and things like that. You get back into the swing of things or really open it up on Monday for patients. It's an outpatient center, so there will be no overnight stays there, will there?
That's correct. So it's attached to our existing hospital, so anybody who needed to be admitted to the hospital for any reason, that's a very easy distance, wheeled through a corridor. But yes, the services, and it reflects the fact that, 70% of U.S. healthcare is now delivered, in terms of surgical procedures, delivered in an outpatient center. You go home the same day. And, that's very different than a generation ago, and this facility reflects that.
And I would imagine that's one of the takeaways from dealing with COVID, with the remote and doing as much as we can, as quickly as we can, as healthy as we can, all at the same time.
Yes, it certainly is. And I think as you describe what some of the background, what drove this, we've seen 130% increase in our services in our healthcare system for what we have in this building. That was really the driver. Patients who will come here will appreciate some of the design concepts that we borrowed from several top institutions, but the leading one, our Mayo Clinic Care Network partner. Mayo is obviously one of the best-known names, not just in the country, but in the world in healthcare. And a lot of this outpatient design that's patient-centric came from their outpatient building on their campus.
Well, congratulations. It is a significant move forward. Dr. John Sullivan, who is the Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at St. Clair Health, and to Edward and Anna Dunlap, whose names are synonymous around the region for their philanthropic efforts. Congrats, Doc. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
It's a big deal. 280,000 square feet, six stories. It's pretty amazing.
I've driven by it while they were making, and I thought, what the heck
what
are
the
they
heck?
Doing?
We're
just building a whole new hospital there almost.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.